Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2.
1993.
I don't know why it's called that. I mean, okay, so there we watched Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla, which took place in the 70s.
Right.
So there is no movie called Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2 until this one.
Right.
But after Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla, there was Terror of Mechagodzilla.
Right.
And this doesn't feel like a sequel to either of those. It definitely feels more like a sequel to Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah, because we start with the busted head of Mecha King Ghidorah.
Right.
So it's a little confusing.
It's very confusing. I think the 2 was added when it came out in America. Right?
I think
that's kind of how it worked out.
Okay.
And it also like came out in like 98 in America.
Huh.
Which puts it right up against the Roland Emmerich Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, huh?
It is kind of odd.
Interesting. Because I was looking for... There was some stuff in it that reminded me of Jurassic Park. And I'm like, oh, they based some stuff off Jurassic Park. But this came out around the same time. But there was some dialogue that led me to believe that it was referring to Jurassic Park. So maybe that's the 1998
thing.
Yeah,
like the ending? The Life Finds a Way thing?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe the American release was 98.
This is also interesting because this is like this is kind of the run of the baby Godzilla that we see grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has.
But this is the first appearance when baby is born.
Right.
But later it doesn't look like this. It is more that sort of mania round face kind of Godzilla Jr. It's kind of hard to track this.
It is a little weird, but you also, it's like, there's also, because like this gets us into like kind of like whatever would be the equivalent of like his teenage years later on, like we know the rough future that he has ahead of him.
Yes.
At the start of this movie, because we've seen the ones that came out, are just kind of like going, oh boy, poor guy.
I was surprised that he was in there. I fully was expecting it to be a Rodan egg, or Radon.
Yeah, me too.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, Radon.
Yeah.
They said Radon, and the other one said Radon back to him, like he was saying right on. So the whole time was yeah, Radon.
All right. Yeah,
right on. Yeah, he chunks out when he's, yeah, it's, it, and like, so this is like, when I was looking at it up, they went from, in this one, they called him Baby Godzilla,
mm-hmm.
like, B-E-B-I with the line over it, Gojira, like,
okay.
Baby Gojira, like, literally Baby Godzilla.
Okay.
And then, in the next one, they called him Little Godzilla.
And is that the one that looks like the little tiny round eyes and the...
The really cute one.
Yeah.
The super cute, chunky-legged, that's Space Godzilla.
Yeah, okay.
And then the, you know, the angsty teenager is Godzilla Jr.
Okay.
Same thing, Gojira Jr., J-Y-U-N-I-A.
And that was in Destroya.
Yeah, that was Destroya. That was...
While watching this movie, I wasn't convinced that I had seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
I could have sworn I'd seen it before, and if I had, it was a long time ago. It wasn't until I saw the Pterodon bike glider thing.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I don't remember this at all.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I had seen this before or not. And I remember hearing good things about it, and I enjoyed the movie, but it was it all felt so new to me, and I quite enjoyed it. I was very excited to see Rodan.
Right.
And Rodan.
Yeah, I was going to be like, do we call him Rodan in this?
Yeah, I'm going to call him Rodan.
Radon.
I'm not calling him Radon.
Maybe Rodan, I'd be like, Radon.
Radon. But I really enjoyed the way he looked. I thought Rodan looked really cool. A lot of times he looks kind of goofy and upright, which sort of kind of had a little bit of that, but it was more sleek. His head looked kind of more like the Mike Doherty King of the Monsters version.
Yeah, well, this Radon was all puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no one in a costume for any of this.
Okay, I didn't even notice that. I thought there was a couple of shots of him standing.
Yeah, standing, but it's a standing puppet. Kind of like, same thing, there's a lot of stuff where I think the Mecha G is just a standing puppet, basically.
Uh-huh. With the remote control head. I like that. The end credits say that there's Rodan and there's Fire Rodan.
Right.
So is the Fire Rodan the one that was all like, had like the red stuff superimposed over it?
Yeah, I think it's that one. The red listening.
Because the design at the beginning seemed a little different than the design at the one at the end. The one at the end seemed more like orange, and the one at the beginning was more kind of traditional, sort of like brown, reddish, burgundy kind of color. So I think the one at the beginning is different than the one at the end. But I was pretty bummed that Rodan got knocked out so quickly in the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's like one of the first things we see.
So the opening, they have the whole search. First they introduce you to the Garuda.
Yeah. Very quickly.
It's the machine, and it was
the ultimate technology.
Yeah, but it failed and got, shelled, basically.
Yeah. It's oddly shaped like a backpack.
Yeah, it's kind of, it looked a little bit like a snowspeeder.
Oh, yeah, huh. Yeah,
And they're like, and then we got the space technology, make a King Ghidorah's head, and they made this thing, and they says, and we called it Mecha Godzilla. And I go, Mecha Godzilla 2. this is the Mega Godzilla. It's kind of got a smooth, round head.
Yeah, I don't care for the head that much. I kept looking at the knees because we've had discussions about Mega Godzilla's knees before.
He has very smooth knees. He doesn't have like the bumpy
like the little balls hanging knees. Yeah. The suit is really cool. I couldn't figure out where the people inside are sitting, as far as the pilots
right,
of it.
Because there's a part. As a part where, like, they're ready to go, and you see them lowering the blind from their window so they can see, and you can't be like, where exactly is that window?
Yeah. I wonder if it's in the neck where the actor could see out of the suit, because I always like looking at the neck.
There's definitely the vents there. Yeah, right. This one definitely made you, because like I don't always remember to look at the neck, and then you point out like, oh, there's a part where you can kind of see like his skin and the whole thing.
Yeah.
You always point out, and so, but this one, the way he has such a thick neck, and then from there they have the head that's spinning from side to side, like, and then I go like, oh yeah, this really kind of like called to attention to me, like, oh yeah, focus on the necks.
Yeah.
Let's see what the necks are.
Well, did you notice the neck of Baby Godzilla when he was hanging out with all the scientists and stuff? Like, there's one part where the Baby Godzilla lifts his head up and you can see the holes in the neck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I get obsessed with those, with the kaiju necks.
Yeah.
The Mechagodzilla training reminded me of Pacific Rim.
Oh man. Oh man, the sergeant hates that guy from the very beginning.
Yeah.
His hobbies are pteranodons. Listen, you.
Yeah. Yeah.
When attacking Godzilla, the safety zone is 43 degrees in the horizontal direction and 81 in the vertical from the rear.
Okay.
And then it says that it's a 1.2 seconds from the time between the radiation to his discharge of the heat beam is 1.2 seconds. They're just going to be like,
that's not enough time.
This is getting kind of sexy. Discharge and attacking from the rear.
They called it dorsal fins.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, which is,
I was like, thank you for giving us the words.
Yeah. I was recently watching the extra features behind the scene of King of the Monsters, and Mike Doherty calls them back spikes. And so we kind of don't know what to call them.
I sometimes call them sails.
Yeah. But I think there's no, but this is like the first time they've actually, I think, as far as we know, have been referred to as dorsal fins.
There's very nice glamour shots panning up and down the body of Megagodzilla with, with like the little like electronic arms, like working on stuff. I thought that was cool. Becky was saying she likes the mecha costumes because the toys look way more accurate.
Oh, okay.
Comparatively, than like when they're like Godzillas.
One of my favorite things is Mechagodzilla in a hangar. I love it. And this is the first time
we see the elevator system. Yeah. When they lift them up. Yeah, I just want a little toy that you push a button and a Mechagodzilla pops up out of the hole.
This is the first time we've seen it where he's lying down and it could rotate up.
And they stand him up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a Frankenstein's monster, like, kind of gurney sort of thing where when Frankenstein gets born, he like the thing raises up.
Yeah. They bring the table up. Yeah.
Yeah. That was really cool. And the way that like the cat walks on the laying down position locked into the upper position and, all the little welding things look like they were actually sparking onto the model.
Right. Yeah.
Cause we see some like special effects sparks later, but this looked like they really did that. They really got little electric machines to like shoot little lightnings on them. there's that part where they said welding team report to sector 3. And I'm like, that's hilarious.
There's definitely stuff in it that's kind of bad, generic things to say to make it look like they're working on something, but it was so weird and generic that it made it just seem like bad dialogue. Extend all body arms.
I think this movie suffers from not the best dubbing.
We need to fill this thing in. There's like that one white guy.
Yeah, I feel like his performance suffered from dubbing.
Yeah, because he was like, hey, if we were to take this to reattach it, okay, I think that would lead us, once again, to make that attachment there to help this. And then he's like, we need you to fill in this part before the camera cuts away.
Yeah, and so it just stopped mid-sentence.
It's just so bad.
Yeah. We get Godzilla early on. He comes in at the 14-minute mark. And by this point, we've already seen Rodan, Mechagodzilla, and the head of Mecha King Ghidorah.
Right. Wait, hold on. So when Rodan shows up on the guys, or the people who are after they find the egg, there's a great shot of the tent. And you see all the shadows of the people inside the different tents, like having tea and doing things. Mm-hmm. It's a really great little silhouette. All right, so yeah, this is a good looking Godzilla.
Yeah,
it's like I know which specific toy this one is. Uh-huh. This is the one he looks kind of like he's got cornrows.
I never thought about that. I always think this is the one with the little ears.
Especially the baby. The baby's got some prominent little pointy ears.
Yeah,
but there's something in the roundness of the head really accentuates the cornrows. And this one's got really pretty eyes.
Oh yeah,
this has got the glow, red and the yellow and the big. The eye color is nice. By the way, right on. Knows that it's best to attack Godzilla from the rear. He didn't need that training. He knew.
Yeah, we find out why, though.
We mix some puppet head Godzilla in this, too. Mm-hmm. There's definitely, it's like for close-ups, they did a lot of like like puppet work, like hand puppet, it seems like. And Redon pecks the shit out of him.
Yeah.
He gets pecked so hard. Godzilla gets beat a lot at the beginning. This is kind of like his Popeye story.
Yeah. Okay.
Except there's no, like, spinach moment, really. Except, well, I guess it's when the baby cries.
No,
or
I know.
Or when Radon. When Rodan, Radon, when Radon just turns the dust on him.
Yeah, that was that's another thing. That was like Mike Doherty's King of the Monsters.
Oh.
Like Mothra, yeah, does, yeah, Mothra does that.
All the cinders coming off of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of like, yeah, this is, yeah, Mike Doherty's definitely a fire Rodan for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Born out of the volcano.
Yeah, I was bummed because Rodan gets killed like immediately. He just gets like squashed by Godzilla. And then I'm like, oh, but at least there's an egg. So we're going to get more Rodan. But then the egg wasn't a Rodan egg, and that made me mad. But luckily he came back, so I was happy again.
did you want it to be like when you see all the tail, you're like going, oh, it's going to be a Godzilla. Or did you want it to be like something in between, kind of like when Horton hatches the egg and it's like an elephant bird? Like, did you want it to be some kind of a mix?
Oh, no, I didn't even think about that. I just was hoping it was a more Rodan, another Rodan.
It was funny how, yeah, like I was like, I want it to be like a Rodan, and then like, oh, so and then these people are going to be like the praying mantis things.
And oh, okay.
They're just going to walk into his mouth.
Oh, the Megalon, Meganulon.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, that would have been great. They need to come back. They need to redo Rodan. They need another Rodan movie.
Oh, a new Rodan would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking as far as these new Godzillas, the thing I want to see a mecha. I want them to do a mecha.
Yeah.
A mega Godzilla to fight the Godzilla would be amazing. The only thing is, Godzilla is definitely a good guy. So the mecha would have to be...
No, what you can do is you do the thing where the mecha is Monarch makes the mecha, and it's to defeat monsters, but then the AI goes bad, and so Godzilla has to fight. So you can have the mecha fight alongside Godzilla, but then the mecha goes bad.
Or a supervillain who creates the Godzilla suit on the mecha, like in the old mecha, where like at first you think it's Godzilla, and then he burns the suit off and it's a mecha.
Yeah. Like Godzilla's doing awful things, and you're like, why is Godzilla doing this?
Yeah, it's like when Superman started being bad in Superman 3.
Yeah, and then Godzilla shows up.
Godzilla stomps on Rodan's neck pretty hard.
Yeah, that was brutal.
The egg would get afraid and turn red when the egg was afraid.
Yeah, there was that. I didn't fully understand any of that.
Yeah.
The red eyes thing. And I don't think it's brought up in any other Godzilla movie.
It's like, that's not a good choice of color eyes for when someone's scared.
Yeah, it looks like they're mad.
Yeah.
Mickey goes to the school, which we've seen before. This, like, telepathy school. I think we saw it in Biollante. I think that's where we saw it, where the kids were drawing.
The school itself?
Yeah. Where the kids drew a bunch of pictures of, like, the rose or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she returns there, but then there's these.
Professor X school.
Yeah, but then there's twins that are definitely, like, Mothra twins.
Yeah.
At the school. But I was like, I don't think Mothra's in this movie. And Mothra wasn't in the movie, but I'm wondering if it's setting it up for the Mothra movie we have yet to see.
Right. So it's the one that comes right before this one.
Yeah. So they may be from that.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But it's interesting. I like Mickey, the character Mickey. Even though her powers are really weird, that she can communicate with Godzilla.
Yeah.
But it's funny that they discover that Godzilla has two brains.
And... Yeah. The groin brain.
Oh, I thought it was the ass.
And it felt like this whole thing is setting up. He's got this brain. He's got this brain between his legs. You know what I mean? And I was like, they're gonna set up Mega Godzilla to kick him in the nuts.
That's a good one.
Hey, there's this inside joke, by the way, that I saw when they go to the special school. The guy who's in charge, who says, if you say that, then I don't trust you guys a little bit. G-Force, yeah. G-Force, you say, I don't trust you guys a little bit. That guy?
Mm-hmm.
The joke is, that is the father of the guy who plays Kazuma.
Oh. Okay.
So it's his dad saying it about his son.
Okay.
That I don't trust you. And so that is an inside joke that we didn't know. And I don't know if the people watching it would know unless that guy was also somehow a famous actor or that you would know who he was when you saw him. But that was one of the trivia bits.
Okay.
Now, did they say that Baby Godzilla was a plant eater?
Yes. And a shoe
eater. Because they feed him a hamburger.
Yes. I thought it was weird that they fed him a hamburger, but I didn't even think about it that he was a plant eater. Maybe it's a plant-based burger. I doubt it.
There's this weird part in when Mechagodzilla's in action and the guy who's piloting it, who's like the sergeant guy, he says to the blonde woman, maintain angle 1.2.0. Mm-hmm. And she says, Roger, 2.3.0.
I didn't even notice that.
And no one notices.
That makes no sense.
And I was like, is this going to go? Like, I was waiting for that to somehow backfire. Like, I said 1.2. I wanted something to happen because of the difference.
That's weird.
But, yeah. Or, yeah, were they doing a bit?
Is that how far she had to go to get to his coordinates?
I don't know.
I feel like when you're dubbing it, that should be something you should catch. It's weird. The Mechagodzilla has a lot of cool attacks. The one I liked was the shock. It was like a shock anchor.
Yeah.
Where it shoots the electrodes. Out,
like, past his hands. And it digs hard into the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, like, blood and
there's
chunks.
Like blood flying everywhere. And they start shooting him. Godzilla reminded me laying there like Luke Skywalker getting shocked by Palpatine.
Help me.
Father, please. And then he started foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, I got
that's always fun.
Yeah.
So we got blood and foam. And we get some foam from Radon later.
Yeah, a different color foam. His foam is yellow.
So. And then Godzilla's eyes turn red, which he's afraid, I guess? I feel like something's lost in the translation. I don't really get it.
Okay, all right. I buy that.
But then he's able to shoot red lightning back into Mechagodzilla.
That's after he gets the Radon power.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. This is Godzilla.
This is towards the beginning, before they know about
his ass. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, he basically fries Mechagodzilla by shooting energy back at him.
Yeah. It's the weird thing about this movie is Godzilla's the bad guy.
Yeah, that's hard. At first I was going, I don't like movies where you're not, if they kill Godzilla, I'm not going to like this movie at all.
Yeah. But he's the bad guy, but it's by the end, he's the good guy. It's really hard to figure out.
Yeah. It's so, yeah.
Like, I don't know who I'm rooting for. Usually I default to just rooting for Godzilla.
Always.
And then the fact that Rodan teams up with him.
Yeah, you know. So, what's the name of the ship again?
The Gerudo?
Yeah, the Gerudo. The Gerudo jumps on Mechagodzilla's back and forms a backpack. And then the guns bend forward, you know, and it becomes Super Mechagodzilla, which is like, I don't know. I don't know how this is. I mean, I understand how Godzilla, Mechagodzilla, is made more powerful having the Gerudo guns on him, but I don't quite get how that is better than shooting it by fighting both the Gerudo and the Mechagodzilla working independently, both teaming up against him rather than actually forming of it, other than the fact that to then create something called Super Mechagodzilla has its appeal. But then what I really wanted after that was when Radon lands on Godzilla's back, that I go, that he should just hold on to Godzilla and he can like make Godzilla fly and like, and he becomes kind of a super Godzilla. Yeah, super Rado Godzilla.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's what I wanted. He becomes
just Voltrons of kaiju.
He becomes, yeah, he becomes like a Godzilla Griffin.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
We get classic Godzilla walking through power lines, though.
Yeah, there's that. We get tanks and jets.
There's some limited buildings. Like at first, I was like going, "There's a lot of composite shots. We got him walking through wires," and I says, "But they didn't splurge on the buildings." But there's like, all right, they splurged on one building, pretty hardcore, and because that one building, he just takes out when they're all hiding in the basement with the baby. But yes, the tanks and the ships, the jets, that whole sequence was awesome.
Yeah, I like when there's like the POV of the jets coming through the clouds towards Godzilla.
Yeah, the flyby. Yeah, you see them fly by. It's really great. And
yeah, the composite shots, I noticed that like they were kind of mixed with models too.
Yeah.
Like it was they would have the live action foreground and then Godzilla walking in a model, but you would see the models behind to extend the city. So they weren't as bad as normal. There was a few bad shots, but for the most part, like the model work was cool. The tanks, they like put like a little camera on one of the tanks, on one of the model tanks, to make it look like it was a real camera.
Yeah.
A real size tank. But yeah, watching Godzilla stomp those and take out the jets. But I mean, they still look like model jets, but I love that they use like real jet sounds. It just doesn't quite sell it enough, but they were great.
I wrote at one point when I was like, when they're showing the once when Mechagodzilla lands and starts, you know, like they kind of like, I think they pan up his body or something like that. And I was like, there he is, brown knees. And a backlight, because they lit him from the back real fancy.
Yeah.
His roar is kind of a bummer.
Who, Godzilla?
Mecha?
Because Godzilla had a weird roar.
It's like a chirpy, just like a one-off. But the other thing that's kind of funny, it's like every time they announce one of their guns or something that they're going to use on him, he roars right before he's all right, dude. You know, this. And he goes, wah! And he does a little roar every time they switch the gun. He had this, it wasn't a very mobile Mechagodzilla. Like, at least at the start, I thought he was very stiff and he would just kind of like float in the air and then come down. Like, he didn't. I was like, is this going to float like that?
But that one part where he like does that landing through the city and he comes down into the field. Like, that was cool looking.
It got better. Yeah. And it became, and I think when they had to work on him and fix him up, they said something about them improving his mobility. So maybe he was supposed to be stiffer at the beginning. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Mega busters, plasma grenades, paralysis missiles.
Adjectives. Adjectives.
Hey, that's another thing. They also said discharge for that, too. And then they said shock anchors, and they said commence discharge, and then the white goop comes foaming out of his mouth. So bad. Godzilla restores. Yeah. Oh, also, this time the tower that gets destroyed is Kyoto.
Yes.
Yeah, I wrote, one building? That's all we get?
Yeah, there's a lot of fighting in the fields.
So, Baby Godzilla is Rodan's half-brother? Is that just based on the fact that they were in the same nest together?
I guess. I mean, there's a connection, so I guess that's fine. I guess it makes sense. But they decide to hide baby in like the basement of that building instead of taking him somewhere where Godzilla won't hurt anybody. And I was like, you guys, but then they end up deciding to take him somewhere in that, in the storage container with the helicopter.
Yeah. The helicopter called Lizard One.
Yeah.
And then in Radon comes and blows up the helicopter.
Yeah.
And then catches the container.
Yeah. When it was falling, I was like, oh, well, they're dead.
There's a great aerial shots of Tokyo Disney.
Yeah. I was like, wait a second, that's Disneyland. And then I remembered there was one over there. And then a couple of baseball fields.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot. I was doing that too. I was going, wait a minute, that's Space Mount. Oh, wait, Tokyo Disney got it.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah
the baseball stadium. And then they made the model baseball stadium.
Yeah.
So I was like, nice. That was great. Like, that worked out great to come back to that.
Yeah. Except then Moore gets this fire breathed instead of kicked and stomped on. Pterodon flying bike was cool looking. As soon as they introduced that flying bike,
yeah,
I was just waiting for that special effect that you hate so much, where they're just sitting in it and they fly.
But they didn't do that.
No, it looked pretty good.
They hung it on wires.
Yeah,
or something.
Like, yeah.
It moved real slow. It's very it's like a hover bike.
Yeah.
Except the part when it malfunctions. That was like a blue screen kind of wiggle the camera kind of thing.
We get Rodan. Let's see here. Who gets their tail? Who gets bashed by the tail? Godzilla starts bashing Rodan, right? Is it Rodan on the ground? No, it's Godzilla on the ground. Or Mechagodzilla on the ground. Godzilla's just wailing on somebody with his tail. I think that was... I don't even know why I wrote that.
Yeah, down. he throws Mechagodzilla. He throws him by his head.
Right.
Like he grabs him by the head and throws him.
Yeah, I wrote down that they're going for his ass brain. Because they said if they take out that brain, he won't be able to stand. And I guess that's like... Is it like Brontosaurus's or Brachiosaurus or whatever... Wasn't that like a whole thing? They thought that they had like two brains.
I don't know. There's something that was about a second brain. Yeah.
Seems weird. And it's weird that when Rodan goes and climbs on Godzilla, that it's sparkle dust goes into that part and fixes the brain.
Right.
Yeah. This whole sacrificing yourself and sparkling and reviving other monsters is always weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
And it happens a lot more than I feel like it should.
Yeah.
And it definitely doesn't seem like a Rodan thing to me. It seems like a Mothra thing to me.
It is. It's very Mothra.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote, one of my notes is, what was Godzilla doing when they were looking at his second brain? Because he was just kind of like moving in place. But he wasn't really destroying anything, wasn't really fighting anybody. He was just kind of like dancing in place or something when they're like going in with like the special kind of like X-ray thing or whatever.
Maybe it was confusing him. If you get shot to the ass brain so much, it might throw you off.
I don't know.
Some nervous impulse.
So great. Is how you call it his ass brain, and I referred it because I wrote Mickey blows out his testicle brain. She does that with her mind.
Yeah, and her helmet.
And she feels bad about it.
Yeah, see, this is where I'm like, okay, who am I supposed to be rooting for? Because I was under the impression Godzilla was a bad guy. And then now they're saying, like, Mickey's like, oh, I feel sorry for Godzilla. And it's like, okay, I guess Godzilla's the good guy. It's never really clear. I guess, I don't know. I guess I'll just root for Godzilla anytime anyway.
So the story is that the humans lose, right?
Yeah.
Like, you build this thing to build Godzilla, and, well, we know when we're bested, you know, it's like we can't beat them.
The computer says that that Mechagodzilla is completely disabled, and there are zero survivors. And he's like, there's at least, he says something like, there's a survivor. And then, but they're all fine. I don't know why the computer, would say that there was no survivors when clearly they're all alive still.
I like this part when like they're sitting there and the guy goes, hold on to your helmets. We're not beaten yet. And then like just a moment later, it's like, okay, now we're beaten. Yeah, it's a damage level 10. The ship has been destroyed. There are no survivors.
It's like, oh, it's news to me. But Rodan, I'll say, okay, so when Rodan does his sparkly thing and saves Godzilla, Godzilla's fire breath now turns red.
Yeah.
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 And that's like the Mike Doherty one after Mothra does that to him. His fire breath is all red and he gets all craggly and with sort of the lava veins, kind of the Destroyer.
Right.
So it's weird. It seems like Mike Doherty was a big fan of this one. At least that storyline of having a sparkle buddy revive.
So Megazord gets destroyed and they thrust baby Godzilla into Godzilla's arms, basically. Because this is no place for him. That he has to go off and learn to be a Godzilla, essentially. And and Azusa's like, hey, Mickey, use your telepathy to convince... At first, I thought they were telling her to talk to Godzilla, be like, hey, you mind adopting this kid for us? Because we don't know how to take care of him. But I guess it was her supposedly to make him not afraid.
Okay.
Make baby Godzilla not afraid and make him basically follow Godzilla into the water.
All right.
And then there's the moment where they say it's proof that all life, that life always conquers.
Yeah, I don't know where this ape came from.
Right.
Yeah, once again, it brings up the point, like, is there a female Godzilla?
Somewhere.
Godzilla, yeah.
Somewhere. Sneaking eggs into nests.
Yeah. Drop it off on the doorstep of Rodan and take off. Really weird. Yeah, I like the final shot of Godzilla and baby Godzilla walking off into the ocean together.
Yeah. It's cute. It's like, when you first see, like, baby Godzilla at Godzilla's feet, you see, like, oh, yeah, baby Godzilla is so tiny.
Yeah.
They seem closer when they're walking in the water, but what is Godzilla's, like, that much further away? I can't, but you kind of, like, see, like, the mini version of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was interesting because, like, they you could see they kind of had to compose it a little bit. I think it's like a little.
Because baby Godzilla was the size of like an adult human.
Right.
And that far out, an adult human would be swimming already. Baby Godzilla was still walking. There was no weird end credits song, which I was hoping for. A lot of times we get those in the 90s.
Right.
But I like this movie. I don't think it's top five, and I don't understand why it's called Mechagodzilla 2, but it had a bunch of stuff I liked. It's nice to just see, like, kind of a 90s Godzilla with minimal CG. There was, like, one shot of a shuttle or, like, an elevator sort of thing that looked really bad, but I think after, like, watching Rebirth of Mothra 2, it's nice to see, like, a 90s Godzilla movie that's not just completely cringeworthy.
Did you like this baby Godzilla design?
The teeth bothered me.
Yeah, the weird baby teeth. Like he had like as if he had a gap.
Yeah. It's just creepy looking. It looks like a snake. Weird.
You saw a lot of inside his mouth.
Yeah, but I prefer the little kind of cutesy one.
He cries in this too. Mm-hmm. She went away. He kind of like, I was like going, she's like trying to get her to go away. And I was like, oh, do the Harry and the Hendersons on him.
Go. We don't want you anymore. Yeah,
get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, it was enjoyable. It's
all right.
I mean, it's, you know, you get the, yeah, it's been a while since we watched a Godzilla movie, where it's like just guys in suits. It was good seeing Godzilla again. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
We're definitely trying to ration the Godzillas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna run out soon.
Yeah. And we got a couple more. I don't know if they're stinkers or not, but yeah, we definitely front loaded some of the better ones. But yeah, who knew?
Yeah, nothing's tapped our top five since it's been a while.
Yeah, some stuff has come close, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe our next movie will break our top five. I highly doubt it.
It would definitely be a surprise. Like, I come from behind, shocker.
Yeah.
If next one.
Yeah. Our next movie is going to be Gorgo, which I believe got the MST3K treatment. I believe.
Oh, it did?
I think so. I think I've seen bits of this movie, and I don't. Also, I remember is it being British. So, but it's a giant monster, and should be fun.
I'm surprised Latitude Zero hasn't gotten it.
Yeah, has it? I don't think so. But yeah, if you go to kaijupod.com, you can watch Gorgo, and you'll get links to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. So, yeah, that's it. Until next time, I have nothing for this one. Until next time, I am going to go eat a cheeseburger with Baby Godzilla.
I'll stay here. You can close the door. Baby needs somebody.
Why did they feed? I didn't understand the tennis shoe stuff. Were they feeding it tennis shoes?
I don't know.
Was the tennis shoes toy? The toys in the cage when they were taking care of Baby Godzilla? There's, it was.
Oh,
weird.
Just something to chew on?
Yeah.
They're treating him like a dog. It's a good thing.
Yeah, so weird. All right.
Treating it like a dog, feeding it hamburgers and giving it shoes.
Yeah, even though it's a vegetarian. Yeah. Maybe she took the meat out of the bun. It looked like a pretty flimsy burger.
Yeah, it might have just been bun, but I think it's definitely, it was wrapped. Like, it had the paper on it. So I don't think so. Offer him a fry.
Were the shoes vegan leather?
None of the, like, when I was looking up, I was like, this is a more docile Godzilla, like a slightly different breed. Mm-hmm. But, he doesn't have as much of an attitude as, like, regular Godzilla.
Yeah.
But none of them mentioned that they said that he ate plants, but that might only be in the dub.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. Because there's a few shots where he's eating lettuce.
Yeah, and they're like, he eats plants, and then she hands him this branch, this fern or something.
Huh. I don't know. All right.
All right.